If we took of this brain back here, one little sliver of its granular tissue, and if you were an astute scientist and you put that under a microscope and you looked at it, that little sliver will have more cells in that sliver of granular tissue than it does in the whole rest of the brain put together. And this is the brain that facilitates it. Why? Because this is the brain of no language. This is the brain of frequency. It responds to infrared frequency. It responds wholly through infrared frequencies and communicates through visual holographic impressions such as dreams. Now, this brain, sitting back here, right tightly around the brain stem, the area of the palms, has got to grip on your reality. This brain, because it has exclusivity to frequency, can know anything, and already does. If we was to put you in a trance, hypnotize you, and you had a very masterful hypnosis who knew how to ask the right questions at the right time, could take you into the deepest level to reach a certain body, all the information opens up and you can converse with that entity through your body. And it can give historical information, it can give future information, it can give diagnoses accurately and cures accurately, and can even interfere to correct those diagnoses and make the body healthy and well. If they knew how to talk to it. Yes. Now, it is this mind coming through to the frontal lobe exclusively, having its own trunk lines to the frontal lobe, bypassing the central brain entirely. It is this brain that has the ability to become the full master in the school. And in fact, every master that ever walked the face of the earth, every Christ that ever became, what was it they were unfolding inside? God within? Well, what was God within? The all-wise, knowing intelligence. And what was their mastery? To master the devil in them, their personality. To master their limitations, to set it aside, to liquefy their image completely, to become more powerful than their body. Why? Because they knew that there was a certain biological trigger that would happen if they did. And if they were successful in doing this, at placing themselves in an altered state of consciousness, then the altered state of consciousness would be whatever they focused upon being, and the mind suitable for that inquiry and disposition was sitting right here. And that was what all of these great beings knew. And all of their language was written in symbology to protect it from the profane, meaning to keep everyone in the world from knowing, because they would simply assume. And because they would assume it in the criteria of the personality and forever be limited by it. How many of you understand? Turn to your neighbor and explain what I have taught you so far. You may begin.